Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Brace yourselves.
Yes, I know. And I'm not exactly sure what to do. Yeah, there's a lot coming up here.
Number 5.
Oh, no.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz confronted with protesters at the Florida delegation unity breakfast this morning.
Unity breakfast. Oh, gosh. And then Ted Cruz had one of those, too.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened.
So I can see there's a little bit of interest in my being here.
That was about the only part you could understand because the rest of her speech was being drowned out by people screaming.
Now, she was a DNC party chairperson, and she was accused of secretly siding with Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders in the primaries.
Florida is the most significant battleground state that will make sure that Hillary Clinton is elected president of the United States of America.
The resignation comes after WikiLeaks released nearly 20,000 emails showing top party officials conspiring to hurt the Sanders campaign. Wasserman Schultz did not reference the email scandal, but protesters, they did.
We've had 3/4 of the deficit reduced under President Obama, and we have made sure that we can continue to build our economy.
Oh, my gosh. And at one point, she even mentioned the Florida nightclub shooting, that tragedy that happened in her home state. And you would think that the crowd would even calm down for that, but they were just so angry. They didn't stop.
Right.
Gosh.
Wait, here's that. Listen to this one. This is the moment you're talking about.
All right. We have a big program. We have a big program today. Let's hear. Let's be respectful. Please be quiet so Debbie can speak. Everybody, let's hear from our speakers. We have other speakers as well.
Thank you all so much. First of all, I want to ask everybody to join me in acknowledging that we had a tragic shooting in Fort Myers just yesterday, where there were children who were in harm's way and people lost their lives.
Didn't even quiet down for that.
Well,
shows you how angry they are.
Well, you know what? And I think that they also sensed what was going on there. She was trying to hide behind that tragedy.
Well, I think you're right.
Well, she left the stage. The woman who was running the deal went up on the stage. That was the first voice you heard in that last cut.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went up on it, she was trying to calm the audience down. So when Debbie Wasserman Schultz stepped away from the microphone, people calmed down. The organizing woman was able to get some sort of, you know, quiet in the room, and then Debbie Wasserman Schultz gets back up, and they start booing, and then she thought, well, I'm gonna throw the kids that got shot at last night. Three dead in that now.
Let me look at the very latest. I don't want to misspeak.
Two dead this morning. One was in very critical condition, so I'm not sure what happened. But this was, you know, like an all ages night at a nightclub.
The youngest was 12, who was shot, I believe.
Yeah, in Fort Myers. Two dead so far. And how many total shot? So this is interesting because Fort Myers has had a lot of problems over the years with shootings. There was a mass drive-by like 3 years ago, I think it was, 4 years ago, in front of a movie theater, like with a fully automatic weapon. They've got gang issues in Fort Myers.
They're saying they're ruling out terror. Two people killed, more than a dozen others injured at the shooting. And yeah, they say they're very young. Victims.
Yeah, so different. But here's Debbie Wasserman Schultz trying to get everybody, hey, if you're going to boo me, you can't boo kids getting shot at, can you? And they did.
Oh.
The Bernie Sanders people are like, we don't care. Get off the stage.
Well, can you kind of blame them? They're the ones who believed all along that the DNC was against their candidate and the system was rigged for Hillary Clinton. And then these emails come out that show that certainly there was some collusion amongst DNC leaders to at least they had thoughts about how to undermine him.
Whether they executed
them or not, I don't know, but we can believe that there were discussions about how to undermine his candidacy, even bringing up his faith as one way to go against him.
Hey, a Jew or an atheist? That's what one of the Southern guys asked.
Right. He was the CFO of the Brad Marshall for the DNC.
Yeah.
The Republican convention got such you know, bad news right off the start that you just didn't expect this one could go worse, but it might.
No, it did.
I think it has.
Yeah, no, it did.
Can't even speak without being booed.
Yeah.
By their own party, within their own party.
So true. All right. Checking in at
number four.
White House spokesperson Josh Earnest commenting on the DNC email scandal during the daily briefing at the White House today.
Uh-oh. What does he say?
He was asked about Russian hackers' involvement. Earnest saying the administration will let the FBI conduct its investigation into the matter on their own.
We know that there are a variety of actors, both state and criminal, who are looking for vulnerabilities in the cybersecurity of the United States. And that includes Russia.
Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks guy, was interviewed by NPR today, and he says, of course he was. He's probably there all the time. He's just stopping by, you know, whatever. And he pulled up a chair and told him that, you know, we never reveal our sources, but there are dozens of consultants and programmers and people who could have had access and could have enabled a hack on this, and that the DNC has been hacked over and over again by its own admission. So he didn't say it's not Russia or he doesn't believe it's Russia because he doesn't talk about sources.
Right.
But he seemed to indicate that there's a big world out there of potential suspects.
So does NPR have a live line into his room where he's holed up in that embassy? Is that where
I thought that was the other guy. Oh, yeah, that's right. Where is he? He's there's two guys, right? Yeah, right. Snowden and, right. Yeah, yeah, they probably
and
do.
Julian Assange. Right.
NPR. They got the exclusive, so no surprise there.
And now we're joined by Julian Assange.
He says no proof it's Russian intelligence.
The great American hero. I don't like to say the word American because it troubles me to consider myself to be one. That's your NPR. And that's government money at work right there. I just want to let everybody know that. And whatever your pledge dollars are.
No proof whatsoever on Russia. Those are his words. So.
Julian Assange, you believe there's no proof whatsoever that the Russians are behind this, do you?
There's sort of a calming way about it.
There is something about it, yes.
But you just don't always hear what they say because it's sort of like your high school history teacher or something.
No, it's Money Watch with David Bronchitis.
Time to take sides. Watch the Chicago Cubs battle the Chicago White Sox, the Crosstown Cup, this Tuesday through Thursday on WGN-TV, where Chicago's very own play.
Ah, boy. I don't know where there's going to be a better game. There or here tonight.
It's got to be there.
I don't know.
I'm looking at Politico.com, and all of the headlines are just so negative. Every story, Sanders delegates revolt. Bedlam erupts. As Debbie Wasserman speaks to delegates in Florida, Sanders supporters reject the unity. DNC apologizes to Sanders. That's the top. Four stories.
Yeah.
On Politico.
Yeah. We're getting guidance too from ABC News, provides us with this workspace, and there are partners in news gathering for WGN and also for this.
Sure.
And there's some really interesting internal guidance from the reporters and producers who are on the floor here about the ferocity of the Sanders folks.
Yes.
I mean, it's.
You can feel it.
Oh, my gosh. It's intense. It is intense. So
it's going to be something tonight.
Yeah, and it's going to be something tonight when he takes the stage. It's going to be something tomorrow during the roll call. Look out. And we'll bring it all to you live right here on 720 WGN. It's a radio station that has brought the world to Chicago for the better part of 100 years and is going to continue to do so. All right, we continue with the top 5 at 5, checking in at
number 3.
Donald Trump was campaigning in sweltering Roanoke, Virginia today. Now, notice, you know, normally the Republican takes the week off during the DNC. You know, that's how they did. Mm-hmm. Not in this case.
He's ready to chime in on all this for sure.
And the heat wave took a toll on the nominee. Trump fired up the crowd when he demanded some air conditioning.
So I don't know what hotel this is, but you ought to try turning on the air conditioning or we're not going to get you paid. These people. Am I right? It's hot. Here we are in a ballroom, and I feel like I'm in a sauna. Okay.
Did he say we're going to get you fired?
No, you're paid. He doesn't pay, right? If he doesn't like the way that they perform, he won't pay him. That's his whole thing. That's how he feels about Lithuania right now. Oh, he doesn't like what they're. Do you notice when he said that about the Balkan state, the Baltic states, about the and NATO? They mm-hmm. know they don't do the right thing,
right?
Unless they pay their fair share, we're not going to defend them. And
right.
The Estonian president came out like the next hour. We paid. Look what we pay.
But he was talking about them potentially being invaded or attacked, and then we'd check to see that we made sure they paid.
As long as their check clears, we'll defend them. So and that's in the Trump universe. That's how that goes. Oh my gosh. I love that, though. Trump says after the scandal broke, he never expected Bernie Sanders to put his support behind Hillary Clinton.
There's no way that he can ever endorse crooked Hillary Clinton anymore. Right? There's no way. And today I see him trying to make the case. And his own people are out there booing. Okay? They're out there booing. Debbie was totally loyal to Hillary. And Hillary threw her under a bus, and it didn't take her more than 5 minutes to make that decision. Man, I don't want her covering my back. I'll tell you right now. It's true.
Don't worry, she's not.
It's so odd, though, because Bernie is making the appeal to his supporters that Trump has got to be defeated. And yet when you hear from that crowd, I'm not sure they're convinced they're going to just go for Hillary Clinton. You know, it's like they might be angry enough to not vote or switch, potentially.
Well, there might be some other concerns that they may have when they see Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton.
Right, man, when they actually have to go in and vote.
I mean, it might be
something else.
It's fun and theatrical right now, but, you know, when we get to November, I think there will be enough new water
sobering
under the bridge. Yeah. All right, checking in at
number two.
In an interview with Good Morning America, Ozzy Osbourne and Jack, his son, say that the recent split with his wife, Sharon, was just a temporary one, and it's all great again. He also described what their relationship is like now.
You guys were separating, but...
No, it's just a bump in the road. That's all. We all get...
back
on track again.
I mean, listen, as a married person, marriage is not like... Hey, we're married, all is good. I mean, it's just...
And they both lived happily ever after. I looked upon the person who wrote that. Poking in the eye with a burn stick. Some days it's good.
Right.
Some days
like,
it's terrible.
Sharon.
Some days you drift apart for a while. But you get back on the
Sharon.
Did you watch the reality show?
Yeah, I
it's
did.
Like he
I love
needs
that
her
show.
To live. I don't know how he can possibly divorce her.
Sharon, am I supposed to inhale or exhale right now? Sharon!
Exactly. That's what you... That's the impression I got when I was... watching it.
Ozzy, you're supposed to inhale.
And Sharon, for her part, says, he's a dirty dog. He's going to pay big.
You're a dirty dog, Ozzy.
He was supposedly playing a little... I was going to use a term I can't use here, but at the Democratic
National Convention,
I can say whatever I want, right?
You know, nothing's dirtier than what's happening on the floor behind you.
That's true. But he was bang-a-lang and ding-donging his makeup artist or something, right? Or hairdresser?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what the exact rumor was, but that there was something outside of the marriage that they're both responding to.
Ozzy was getting a little trim.
Can you elaborate on what a bang-a-lang-a-ding-dong is?
For the millennials, they don't understand that.
I'm just not
sure
exactly what you... Can you guys clarify?
That's when mommy and daddy really love each other very much.
Oh, one of those situations.
The daddy and the mommy, they give each other back rubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
fair enough. Like they're massaging.
Gotcha.
Right? And then...
This is making me so uncomfortable.
I'm just taking notes. I need to know these things moving forward.
And then the daddy does something very important with the mommy, and then the babies are born.
Kevin, don't worry about it.
I'm just, because I'm single, if a girl's like, hey, Kevin, bang-a-lang-a-ding, I just want to know what I should do.
Oh, you'll know.
Yeah. Yeah, if it gets to that point, it's too late at that point. I would imagine, Kevin, you'll have an idea. Yeah. All right.
Ozzy!
Number one.
A-list group of musicians are featured on Stop Using Our Songs, a tongue-in-cheek We Are the World type anthem appealing to politicians to stop using their music without permission. They debuted it last night on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. The artists include Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart, Cyndi Lauper, Usher, Sheryl Crow, Josh Groban, Michael Bolton, John Mellencamp, Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons.
Oh my gosh, that's great. It's like a Band-Aid, but for songs.
Yes, for themselves.
For themselves.
But for their own royalties.
They said if I wanted to sing and not get paid, I'd be on Spotify. I'm not really feeling for them too much. I mean, most of those people are making a lot of dough. But
It's tough. I mean, some of the older acts are, but like Imagine Dragons has trouble because of that, because of where, you know. So it's like, If the campaigns are going to use it, they do have to ask for permission.
But that's just it, don't they? They don't get necessarily to approve where it goes. Isn't there sort of licensing that people handle outside of their entity that they don't decide where it goes? They just get paid on it.
Great song. There are a lot of rules that apply to that, and the politicians don't seem to be obeying them. So that's where it is. All right, you know what we're going to do? Let's close this thing up, shall we?
Let's do it.
The top five at five.